India deployed federal troops to the eastern state of West Bengal on Saturday following deadly clashes over new legislation governing Muslim charitable landholdings. Protests erupted in Murshidabad district on Friday against the Walk-Off Amendment Bill, which critics say targets the country's Muslim minority. Police confirmed that three people, including a child, were killed in the violence. So far, 118 people have been arrested in connection with the violence, said Jod Shamim, a senior police official. At least 15 police personnel were injured during efforts to control the crowds, he added. The state high court ordered the deployment of federal forces to restore order. Protesters had clashed with police, who responded with tear gas to disperse the crowds. Passed earlier this month, the bill allows greater government oversight of walk-off boards, which manage properties donated for Muslim religious or charitable purposes. The government says the move is aimed at boosting transparency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the bill a watershed moment, but opposition parties have criticized the legislation as divisive. This is an attack on the Muslim community, said Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi. It sets a dangerous precedent to target other communities in the future. The Modi-led Bharatiya Janata Party has been accused of marginalizing India's 200 million-strong Muslim minority through a series of controversial policies. These include the revocation of Kashmir's special status and support for the Ram Temple built on the site of a demolished mosque in Ayodhya. Rights groups and opposition leaders have warned that the latest unrest could escalate further if grievances are not addressed. Authorities say security has been tightened in sensitive areas of West Bengal, and further protests are being monitored.